Lord Cameron has apparently repeated the UK's call for countries to seize Russian central bank assets currently held in the West. Lithuania's president, Gitanas Nausėda, also blames Russia's government, which he says must face the consequences.
It's pretty obvious that Alexei Navalny did not die, but he was brutally killed by Kremlin's regime.
A 17-year-old boy has died after being stabbed in East London. Police and paramedics were called to Shoreditch last night. Joe Biden says he's told Volodymyr Zelensky he's confident US Congress will ultimately approve additional funding for Ukraine. The two leaders spoke by phone after Ukrainian soldiers withdrew from the eastern town of Avdiivka, which fell into Russian control. Speaking in Delaware, Mr. Biden says he remains committed to helping Kyiv.
The Ukrainian people fought so bravely and heroically. They put so much on the line. And the idea that now they're running out of ammunition, we walk away, I find it absurd. I find it unethical. I find it just contrary to everything we are as a country.
The head of the World Health Organization says the main medical facility serving southern Gaza is not functional anymore. It's after Israeli forces raided Nasser Hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis last week. Prince William has announced plans to build 24 affordable homes on his own land in a Cornish town. Working with a homelessness charity, the project in Newquay will help rough sleepers. Today's football is just getting underway, with Rangers aiming to go top of the Scottish Premiership with a win at St Johnstone, and England's cricket have suffered a crushing defeat by 434 runs in the third test against India. They now go 2-1 up in the series. The fourth of five matches gets underway on Friday. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Thanks, Victoria.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Yeah, lucky enough, it's not raining. It's finally stopped. Cloud will break up to give a fine afternoon with plenty of sunny spells today, especially across eastern areas. Mild as well today. Temperatures highs of 14 degrees Celsius. Tonight's looking like this. A fine, dry evening expected for most, perhaps with the odd one or two showers lingering across western parts. Sufficient cloud cover should ensure a mild night for most. Again, temperatures not too bad this time of year, dipping down to lows of 7 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
98 FM. Big thanks to Kev for the last couple of hours of the Sunday sessions. He'll be back, as always, next week, 10 till 12. You can also listen again to the show, or any of the shows here on Phoenix FM, over at our website, phoenixfm.com. We can catch up with all the local news, sporting events, podcasts, interviews with guests, finding out all about us presenters as well, all over on the website. So welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Sunday, the 17th of February. Got a great show lined up for you this afternoon. Hope you're all having an awesome weekend so far, whatever you may be doing. If you're heading out, watch the roads. I'll be letting you know how they're getting on a little bit later. But it's really floody out there. Floody, is that a word? There's lots of localised flooding. Not too chilly though, it's not too cold outside at the moment. It's quite milder. Should be a little bit milder next week. Just thought we got rid of the rain, and then we had like rain like half a day yesterday, didn't it? And all through the night. We'll be right back. Loads of brand new music as always coming up on the show. We have the latest track from Kygo, also Ava Max, Nicki Minaj, James Arthur, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Lopez as well, also Beyonce. Got some brand new belters only, Sonny Federa featuring Jazzy, and a little bit of Disclosure with Eliza Doolittle with a track called You and Me. Going to be putting some Usher on as well from the Super Bowl. Did you watch it? I caught a little bit of the highlights because obviously I was doing the show last week. And it was on late, wasn't it? Past my bedtime. Got some brand new Ella Henderson. Doing really well as well this year. She teamed up with Rudimental on Alibi. It is a great track. Plus, great vocals from Zara Larsson as well on her track. You Love to Love. So on the show, we've got the UK charts in the second hour. We're looking at what's happened on the charts this week. Also, brand new music on our New Music Sunday feature. What out, album-wise and singles. And loads and loads of new music along the way. But we're kicking off with some Chris Brown with Davido and Lo J. This is Sensational.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Send to the stars.
And Ben Helden and A-Track. This is called La La La. Got some Bad Patterns and Dusty on its way.
To the afterlife.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
And say, alright, love is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if the girl looks at you, it's for sure your little heart will be all thinking. I get confused, I never know what I'm saying, and then you smile. And hold my love is kind of crazy. It's spooky, little boy like you. Spooky, love is kind of crazy. It's spooky, little boy like you. Spooky.
Name of this group is called A Little Sound. Track's called Back to Back, or B2B in brackets.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Couple events coming up for tomorrow, Monday, the 19th of Feb. First of all, Travels in Argentina. That's at the Tranchi Centre in Chantry Way, Billericay, CM11 2BB. A talk by Dr. Richard Rolfe, Chairman of the BCCS Cheltenham Branch, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. It starts at 8 o'clock till 10. £3, visitors welcome. Refreshments are available. More details you can find on our link at the events guide on fintfm.com. Also going on tomorrow, if you like your jazz, New Orleans Jazz Cafe with the Big Easy Five. That is at the Fold Arts Centre in Lane and Road, Billericay. It's a free jazz cafe session with the Big Easy Five, and coffee, tea and biscuits will be available. More details, and there's a link to that and lots of other events on our website, fintfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
Yeah, Ruddy Marvellous indeed. This is Tiesto, Tears for Fears, Nico Swain, Goodfella, Rule the World.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the
to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
One of my favourite artists at the moment, Fred Again, teamed up with Baby Keem. This is called Leave Me Alone. Yeah, how good's that? Leave me alone. Action today kicking off at 2 o'clock, Sheffield United v Brighton, and the late game 4:30, Luton Man United. It's BAFTA's night tonight, isn't it? Just realised. We'll have to have a look and have a chat about that. I do know that BBC bosses are a little bit on tenderhooks because they've well, a source said they've been given free rein to make political speeches tonight. Please don't. Enough doom and gloom about a political speech when you're winning an award. Yeah, I love the ending. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Roads aren't looking too bad, but I've got to tell you, there's a localised flooding on some of the back roads, especially in the country, so watch out for that heading that way, because you can turn the corner and suddenly it's flooded, so watch out for that. There's a little bit of that at Hartswood Road as well as you go into the dip. Bremen High Street coping well at the moment, not looking too bad. High Street, Ingrave Road, Ongar Road, coping well, not too many problems to report there. A little bit busy around Sainsbury's shopping area, where people head into town for that. Just around the parking area, that is. Heading down the A1023 towards Junction 28, got some tepid traffic signals due to construction on the A1023 currently in London Road. That's both ways, by the way, at Spittle Lane. And then again, southbound, you've got lane closed, entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25. That's anti-clockwise. Junction 28, the A12. Expect delays there. Down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. Not looking too bad at the moment, but normally busy at peak times. Junctions at the moment, Junction 29, A127 on the M25. That's not looking too bad, but the A127 itself has got delays at the moment, about 6 minutes. They are easing, but the stretch of road has a long tailback heading towards Southend from round about West Horndon. It starts between Little Worley Hall Lane and the A128 Tilbury Road, halfway house. Average speed there currently around about 10 miles an hour. Once you clear that all the way to Southend, it's looking okay. Busy edge coming to central Southend, but other than that, it's not looking too bad. Going the other way as it comes into the A12, Romford again, looking okay, slightly busier as it merges at Gallows Corner, heading towards Rumpel on the A12. Much the same for the A13 at the moment. A13 coping well. You've got a little bit of flooding on the B1420 Southend Road near A13. That is at the Stanford Lee Hope bypass. That is, of course, the Five Bells interchange. Once you clear that, busy. It's moving, but a little bit busy as you come into Southend. Bridge and tunnels currently at the moment. The bridge is looking okay, heading towards Kent. Tunnels a little bit busier coming back. The A2's looking okay, a little bit busy on the M25 round about Sutton at Hone as you come towards the A20. Other than that, not too much to worry about, just queuing traffic coming back towards Essex on the tunnels A2. A12 currently, we've got some speed restrictions as always going on till next year, 40 miles an hour, lane closed due to resurfacing work both ways between Junction 13 and Junction 16. M25, Junction 27, M11, you're heading towards London Stansted Airport, that's looking okay at the moment. Although if you're heading down the A120, watch out, you've got exit ramp closed due to flooding on the A120 westbound, that's at M11, that is Junction 8, of course, Bishop Stortford. And the A414 cutting through from the M11 to Chelmsford looking okay. And the A406 London Ring Road, as always, is busy, but it's moving. The upstate at 98, the time is 12:32.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm out of breath. All that flooding and roadworks. What's going on? If you are heading out, just check your route planner if you've got anywhere to go at a certain time, especially if you're heading towards the airports. At the moment, the main routes aren't looking too bad, but as you get towards peak times, it will, of course, change. I'll be keeping up to date on the traffic and travel. Next update will be 1:30. Right, let's get back to some music. This is MK with Take My Chance.
If you're running low on love,
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Just thinking, I haven't been to the pictures for a while. I was going to go the other day because the weather's been really naff, hasn't it? Normally when it's a bit naff, you think, oh, I'll go and watch it at the pictures. I mean, it's so easy to catch great films now on TV, on pay-per-view, etc. But it can't beat the big screen, can you? The new film out June 2, isn't it, come out the other day? Because I see that Zendaya. She rocked up at the film's premiere opening. It was in Leicester Square. And she was wearing this like silver robot outfit. If you've not seen it, Google it. She looks like C-3PO, but it's rather than the gold, it's in the silver. And it's like, it's obviously like metal, it's like armour plating, like you see the knights of old, but with see-through panels in it. Rather weird it is. It must be really hard to walk because she's got kind of arms in her, she's walking rigidly like a robot, not on purpose, because he can't move in it. What's that all about? June 2, meant to be a fantastic film. I still haven't seen the first one, so it's probably a bit pointless. I know some of the films you can watch, and you don't need to necessarily watch the first one or the second one, but I do like to go that way. I watched Mission Impossible the other night, the latest one, and it's about 2.5 hours long. It's quite long, and like a lot of films now, it ends, but it kind of doesn't. You've now got to wait for the part two. It's part one and a part two. So after nearly 3 hours, you're no closer to finding out what's going to happen. You've now got to wait for the next one, and because of the writer's strike and everything, they took ages doing that one, because you had COVID and then you had the writer's strike, so it kind of got finished late. And I think the next one's not due out until 2025, I believe. So I've got a long wait to find out with the rest of you what happens. I watched The Three Musketeers, D'Artagnan film the other day. It was actually, I was on a plane and I downloaded the film to watch on the plane, and then when I put it on, I realised it was in Italiano. So lucky enough, it had the subtitles. But you know, when you're in a plane, that means you're on a plane. You have to watch the screen and read it, and it's hard work. But it was a great film. And right towards the end, and I'm looking at the timing, thinking, oh, this is going to have to kind of finish soon. The plot line is going to have to finish soon because I can't see. You know, it's going to have a really naff ending because there's only like a few minutes left, and what was meant to happen hasn't happened. And right at the death, yes, is a part two. Oh, can you believe it? Can you believe it? So when I landed, I got onto Google and I realised the film was brand new. It was only came out November 23, just not recently. The new one, which they're going to be making, isn't expected to hit the screens till late 2024/25. So, yeah, I've got a few films like that. Do that. What's that all about? What is that all about? BAFTAs tonight. I'm looking at pages, 10 and 11 on the Sun, because I've got a bit of a pullout. Slebs out ahead of BAFTA Awards tonight. Got the pictures of Rosamund Pike, Emma Mackey. We got Margot Robbie and Dua Lipa. No fellas, really, on the write-up. I mean, imagine that for the other way round. Be outcry, wouldn't they? What about the women? There'll be outcry. But yeah, a little picture of all the dresses, like they normally do, line everyone up and go for the outfits. We'll have a little chat about some of the films on that a little bit later on, but let's get to some music. First off, this is Shaq with Mama Used to Say, and then we've got some Barry Can't Swim. 12:40 the time. You listen to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony, here on Phoenix. I'm going to crank it up, do a little bit of dad dancing in the studio. Here we go. That's right, I know you can't see me. I'm safe, unless anyone pops up at the window. No!
To be waiting.
fast-paced show today, isn't it? Really hitting that 130 BPMs. What's that about? Like doing a spinning class in the studio. Here we go. I won't do the breathing because it's a bit weird, isn't it? Might slow it down a little bit later. Quite a lot of country out at the moment. Obviously, country music, not great, you know, in the UK. Always been in the States, but some big stars at the moment. Beyonce. We got Noah Kahan at the moment. Might sneak a little bit on a little bit later.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Love this next song on its way. Ella Henderson featuring Rudimental. It's called Alibi. Now, it samples Gangster's Paradise, which, if you remember, was a track done by Coolio back in 1995, would you believe? It won a Grammy Award, as it happens, for the best rap solo performance. And this has kind of brought it back to life. It's called Alibi, take a listen.
Sorry, and the liquor made me. The mama never tell you how to treat a lady. By this time tomorrow, you gon' really hate me. Bet you wish you never played me. You took her in, I bet. You got no respect. Why did you expect? Now I burn this house down. To the left, I'ma to the next. I'ma get my sweet revenge. Tell me how you lie so easily. You've been messing with her. Don't make
Yeah, what a team up. Ella Henderson vocal, Rudimental. Alibi, sampling of the Gangster's Paradise as well for Coolio. Can't get better than that. Can't believe the original came out in 1995. Blimey, doesn't time go quick?
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Barry Can't Swim, that was, with the track Dance of the Crab. Yeah, I know, a bit of a strange song title. A bit of the same band name as well. Yeah, it is the BAFTAs tonight, and I'm not feeling it on the pictures. I mean, the best film is between Tony of the Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, which is probably one of the favourites, and one called Poor Things. So the favourites are Oppenheimer at the moment, which is doing really well. I think that's on pay-per-view. I might try and watch it in the coming weeks. And then you've got Best Director, usual different bits and pieces. Best Leading Actress is... that's going to be a good fault out list. We've got Emma Stone with Poor Things, Margot Robbie, of course, with Barbie, and she's arrived in like a black outfit. Normally, the last couple of times, she's been dressed in pink, isn't she, to go to the theme. Hasn't done that well on the awards. I don't know why. I think there's a little bit of, you know, snobbery going on there, but it's meant to be a really good film. Not the type of film I'd normally watch, because I'm a bit of a sci-fi nut. And I know it is a little bit make-believe, but still, I don't think the Ken and Barbie thing, I'd watch it if I had to, I suppose. It's a guilty pleasure. Who knows? What else we got in there? We've got Vivian Oprah for Ryan Lane, Tommy the Fall, Sandra Huller, and over on the Best Leading Actor, we've got Bradley Cooper for Maestro. These are films I've not seen. Carmen Domingo for Rustin, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Barry Keoghan, Saltburn, another meant to be a great film, not seen. Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer again. That is looks like it's going to be the favourite. And To You. T-O-U, that's the person's name. I've got no idea who that is. Must be getting old. That's for the track, that's for the film called Past Lives. Now, I don't know hardly any of those films. The only ones I really know are Barbie. Shut up. Yeah, I know. Barbie and Oppenheimer, which is about the atomic bomb. So those are the only two films. I don't know the others. Oh, I have heard of Saltburn, because I know that's been getting quite a bit of press recently. So there you go. Not the same as it used to be. And as I was saying earlier on, they've given... they've given them free rein on the speeches, so they're not holding back. So they're allowed to... If you want to do a political speech, you can, apparently. So BAFTA said, we don't tell winners what to say. We just ask them to keep their acceptance speech short. Yeah, that'd be me. I'll just be... Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks, everyone. See you later. Straight to the bar. I never see the point of those really long speeches. You know, the ones with the tears and you've got to thank everyone. Everyone knows how much work has gone behind the scene. We all know that. Do we need to kind of do it on TV for like 10 minutes? It's kind of, it kind of takes over the awards, doesn't it, sometimes? Some of them are so long, you're like, I've got to make a cup of tea. You used to do that in the ad break. I love this on the BBC, so you won't have ads. But you're like, in between the acceptance speeches, you can go and make yourself a pizza or something. It goes on for so long. And of course now you've got the political bit as well, so no doubt people will be giving their views on the world as well. We don't want to know that. But anyway, that is tonight. I don't know if it's on TV tonight. It'll probably, normally it's not live, so probably be on Sunday or something. During the week, I'll let you know. And we'll talk about it next week as well. Right, let's get some tracks on. Let's put on this next song, which is another track that's... made out of another track. It's Toxic. It's freestyle between a chap called Songer and Black Box. And it's obviously taken off the Britney Spears track, which was the same name, Toxic. So have a listen and see what you think.
Yes, yes. Let's go. You are not on the same level as I. These bars will make your adrenaline rise. And when I'm inside, I got a bad boy showing their feminine side. They're jealous of my potential to make the world shake like eyes. If man's salty, I'll pepper him twice. If talent comes down to melanin, why am I so much harder than you? Picking up green like a gardener do. Start to go do, I put half of the queue in some fat off plate and start sparking a zoo. And now I'm inventing mode. I'm inventing most of the flows you know. And the clothes you own, I've already worn. The future's here, I'm already born. My bad boxes attracting fans. Don't rate good youths acting bad. Man's got bars, so I chat them flats till I wrap them brands in elastic bands. You hold food like plastic bags, cause you love this like plastic fans. My team are ready to start. Team man shaking the captain's hand. Yes, yes, what are you saying, party? Like this one. Man's pulling up in a blacked out Audi, acting rowdy, bad men round me. There's a party at my ex's yard, but don't shout me, man, don't doubt me. Man chat back, so I slapped him loudly, smacked him proudly. Man's too cold, get a chaplet round me. What? If I ask you, never you, that's harder. Man, better tell her that you don't answer. Never see that you with the after. My man's back to the zoo and lager. Yeah, waste man. Can't like a zoo and a stella. Swing man round like a human propeller. If his girlfriend's cute, I'll tell her. She ain't going home with you. Might spit bars when I'm chosen to. Gonna make that last like frozen food. Be the best in the world, I'm hoping to. It's overdue. Bare heads turn when I'm rolling through. Still cold in June. Got bare notes, can't fold in two. Don't chat, you're... Why are you lying for? I stand out if I'm indoors. If it's my march, get flying jaws. Just wanna bring guys on tours. Yeah, a man's angry now. You'll get dropped like hand-me-downs. Nobody got better bars than some. 2 years time, man's in town. By the way, when I said that, I meant 10 years. But yeah, yo, man was up in an all-white Rari. All-night party, call my Barbie. I spit bars like Dave, I keep cool like Vardy. Man's cray-cray, call that Tom Hardy. Can't outbar me, you get bumped, no white.
Not bad, still can't help singing the original words though. Song of Black Box, Toxic, freestyle. Got some Jack Jones on his way, taking you up to the news from Sky on the hour with Zoe's. This is called Never Be Lonely.
You've got the freedom to choose. You will never be alone.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.